We're talking some softball. A couple of more young ladies, of course, here from McCook High. We had a chance to talk to Bradley Morgan the other day. Of course, she is with the Nebraska Thunder traveling team. In our studios right now, get a chance to talk to Paige Bortner, Brooklyn Gillen, who are playing this year, not with the Rebels, but they're Nora Platt Junior Bells. And Paige and I were talking before we started going. It's a little different, Rebels to the Bells. Different colors, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like the powder blues?
I think red's better.
Of course you better. Of course, that's a good answer. That's a great answer there, Paige. How about you, Brooklyn? A little different not having, you know, dad there for the first time in how many years, huh?
Yeah, it is a little bit different, but he's always there watching, so he still coaches me afterwards.
Oh, I'm sure he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And the powder blues?
I mean, something I'm going to have to get used to. It's my college color.
That's right. Duh. Well, it's more of a... It's not really powder blue. It's more of a dark blue.
Yeah, but it's not red.
It's not red. Exactly right. Good points there. Yeah, Paige and I were talking about how it's your coaches. You got to get used to new coaches. And when you're used to Coach Gillen for so many years, you still kind of go to him a little bit every now and then to talk to him, don't you?
Yeah, I still need his help.
Which is not, there's nothing wrong with that at all, huh?
No.
You bet. You bet. All right, let's talk about the season up to date. Brooklyn, we'll start you on the summer season, playing with this new team. You guys have had, you know, you're on the road, seems like, every weekend to different tournaments, aren't you?
Yeah. Travel far with them.
How far? What's the farthest been so far?
Brighton, Colorado.
Brighton, Colorado. How far is that from here?
It's like 4 hours and like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah. So it's a John.
Yeah.
It's like here to Omaha or something like that, kind of sort of.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood, something like that. So how did the Junior Bells come to play? Because you knew at the end of the last season, your girls were thinking about, well, we're probably not going to get together for one final year. How did the Junior Bells come into play?
I know that the coaches had talked to my parents, and then my parents talked to me, and we decided to go with them.
Was there any other teams involved that you thought about playing with?
No.
It was Junior Bells or nothing at all, right?
Yep.
Paige, how about you? Same situation. Did you come kind of as a package here? You're either taking us all or taking none of us.
No. I kind of reached out to the coaches to see if they needed any extra players, and they said they did. And then they came down to watch our game against Gothenburg, and they texted me after that and asked if I wanted to play. And they said that Brooklyn was playing, so it was just kind of nice to have someone else to play with.
And, of course, Layson Keller's been playing as well. Not going to be able to make the trip to Nationals, but she's been playing with you for a couple of tournaments as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, we kind of recruited her to come along with us because we needed another outfielder. So,
are all the rest of the girls Nora Platt girls, or are there other ones picked from other places?
There's a couple picked from other places. Like, there's one from Gothenburg and one from Hershey, but the rest are from North Platte.
What's been your toughest tournament so far, first you, Paige? What's been your toughest one of them all? Brighton?
Probably just state, probably. It's probably the toughest. We didn't play as well, which we probably should have on Sunday, but that's okay. It happens.
How about you, Brooklyn? What do you think? What do you think your best game's been, or is what tournaments have been at?
I would say...
Putting them on the spot here. Making them think on an interview here. Which tournament?
For the best?
The best one. Your best one. Team's best one.
I'd say my best one would probably be Hayes.
Okay. Which that's a tournament you guys have been at for years and years and years with the Rebel teams too, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much the same ones.
Yep.
I heard you had a tournament here in McCook, of course, this past week, and I heard in one inning you made the third, the fourth, and the fifth runs all in one inning or something like that. Is that how in the world did that happen? Courtesy runner, right?
Yep. So I ran for myself, and then I had a run for the catcher, and then I had a run for our pitcher.
Have you ever had that happen before, ever?
Nope.
Because I heard about that, and somebody texted that to me and went, what? How does that happen? But
yeah.
You weren't as a position player. You were just as a courtesy runner, right?
Yep.
Wow. Three runs in the one inning.
Yeah.
You better chalk that up and see if you can ever do that one again, huh?
I know.
You bet. Now, Paige, you guys were in the championship when the rains came, Holdridge Force, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they kind of a little bit of a rivals of the Rebels, too, from the past years?
Oh, 100%. Me and Brooklyn were pretty fired up that game.
Uh-huh. You get along with them, but they're just your rivals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're behind at the time, right?
Yeah, we hadn't got a chance to go up to bat again, and I know we would have scored more, so I feel like if we would have kept playing, we would have came out with a W for that game.
So they got lucky the rains came, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. How about season as a whole so far, Brooklyn, with one tournament in the national tournament? Position-wise, are they playing a lot of short, or are you playing some other positions? What other stuff you've been doing?
Yeah, I'm mainly at shortstop.
Mm-hmm. You're home away from home, right?
Yep.
Were you open to some, if you need me for some other stuff?
Yeah, I told them wherever they need me, put me out there.
What other position in the last 2 years have you played besides shortstop?
I filled into second base.
Okay.
Not
so it was middle infield.
Yeah.
Did you play any third any time?
I thought
maybe some of the time you played. I never played outfield before.
No.
I was wondering what Coach Mendenhall has kind of said to you. Uh-huh. Obviously, you want to play short.
Yeah.
But if the case doesn't turn out that way, would you be open to a little outfield worker?
Yeah, wherever I can play.
Just get me on the field. That's where I want to play, right?
Yep.
Paige, where have you played? Had three different positions, right?
Yeah, I played a little bit of short, not very much, just more or less when Brooklyn wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, and I've played a lot of second.
Feel like your batting's been pretty good this year, your offense?
Depending on the tournament.
Some good, some bad, huh?
Yeah. McCook, I hit really well, probably the best I hit all season. And the rest of it was just kind of dependent on the day.
Familiar surroundings, being in an old ballpark, right?
Yeah, it was just McCook luck, I guess.
There you go. That makes sense. How about you, Brooklyn? Has your offense been pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Not too bad? Hitting well?
Yeah.
All right. Are you biting the bit, getting ready for? You only have some time off before fall camp starts for softball, won't you?
Yeah. Yep.
But are you pumped up, ready to go for college softball?
Yep.
Especially with what happened with MCC the last, couple of years. My gosh, you're coming into a great program, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Great competition. You're going to be battling other really good players for playing time, aren't you?
Yeah, I will be.
You bet. How about you, Paige? You're going to miss softball. You're a track and field young lady there at Hastings College. You're going to miss this sport?
Yeah, I'll always miss it.
You have one more year of eligibility.
I do.
You going to try to come back next year?
I'm going to see. I might try come and play again.
Okay.
Why not?
Brooklyn, you can play one more year of summer ball, can't you?
No.
Oh, that's right. You told me, yeah. Yep. This is it, huh?
This is it.
Wow. So you got to take advantage of what you have going on right now, huh?
Yep.
How about the national tournament? Have you scoped out the teams that are going to be there? Are there going to be any teams that you've already played this summer already that you know of?
No, I have not really looked into it that much. I know we have like a 5-hour car ride tomorrow, so that can keep me busy.
Sure, looking on that, but just whoever is on the schedule will go down and play them.
Yep.
Have you guys ever played in Wichita before?
Nope.
No.
So this would be a first for you guys down in Wichita.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be hot, you know darn well. Is it all turf fields? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, it's all turf.
It is all turf. How do you like... I'll bring it up. Paige, you and I were talking earlier. Do you like the all-turf fields?
Yeah, I like them. I mean, dirt would probably be better, but turf's okay, too. We've played on it a lot recently, so we're used to it.
Brooklyn, how about you? Does it matter, or do you like the turf fields?
It doesn't really matter. Just when weather hits, turf fields are nice to have.
No rainouts.
Yep.
But when it is 110, it's going to be 130.
Yep, that's true.
Got to have two pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Got to bring two pairs of shoes along with it. But that's just some of the things going along with it. So
yep.
One thing, you girls have had dynamite senior years. Brooklyn, let's start with you first. Going from great softball season, basketball was pretty good for you. You felt like you girls really had a good basketball season.
Yeah, for sure.
One particular incident I'll always remember with Brooklyn from senior year. Can you guess what it is? You're laughing. Can you guess what it is?
No.
Conference tournament, Kearney. Down there. She hits a shot from the midcourt, and Coach Child called the timeout.
Yep, I remember now.
It's like, what?
Yep.
Yep. I can't remember who do we...
Ogallala.
There we go. Yep. I remember that shot. It's like, oh my gosh. And then, gosh, I haven't had a chance to get all the tennis girls in here because it's just been tough, but what a senior tennis year for you. Wow.
Yep.
Did you ever think an undefeated season, undefeated run, and win a state championship?
Nope. Never would have thought. But coming from last year, I mean, I got runner-up, and so looking into this year, I just wanted to be back in the same spot, but get first this year, not second.
I would have loved to watch that championship match because I heard a lot of good things about that championship match from the crowd getting pumped up. You were trying to get the crowd pumped up and everything. That's going to be one to remember, isn't it?
Yep, it will be. Couldn't have done it without all their help.
That's right. And Paige, what a good senior season for you in softball. Going to basketball was fun with that group of girls. All those seniors, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
That was a lot of fun. I'll miss that season.
Yep. Is there a game that stands out?
Ooh, I don't know. I remember a lot of them. Kearney Catholic's probably stuck in my mind the most.
Okay, all right. And then track and field. Boy, that was a fun track and field season, wasn't it?
It was fun. Always hopping.
Yep, exactly. Now you're going on to Hastings College. You're doing workouts in the summer. Besides doing the softball thing, you feel like you can step in right away to contribute? Is that the coaches kind of said anything? Hey, we can use you right away?
I hope so. I'm not sure what I'm doing still, but I'll do whatever he puts me in.
If it was up to you, what would you be doing?
I don't know. It's hard to decide whether or not I want to do a multi or just kind of stick to my main events because I don't really do many field events at all, actually.
You've never really been a kind of a field person in the past, have you?
Nope. Sixth grade.
That was the last time?
Yep.
Any long jump or high jump or anything like that?
Long jump in sixth grade.
Have you ever thrown a discus or a shot or anything?
A little bit of shot put at practice.
Just for the heck of it, right?
Yeah, but I never got to do it in a meet because I always had too many events.
Right, exactly. But it's going to be interesting what they ask you to do.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see what they have me in.
You bet. Well, it's a good group of softball. How are you guys going to, you know, all these girls softball and when it comes to softball, basketball, track and field and everything, and with tennis, what a senior class, first page. This was a really good senior class, wasn't it?
It was. We all had our different talents, and it was nice to all come together and play as a team. So,
same with you, Brooklyn. What a group of seniors did a lot this year, didn't they?
Yep.
She's just full of answers today. Is she always just like this quiet all the time, Paige?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
I expecting you to tell me like, no, you can't shut her up sometimes when you get her away from here. Get her. It's the microphone that scares her, right?
I think it's you.
It could be me. She's just like her, just like Kelsey, though. She is just like her sister, that's for sure.
Probably
get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
You bet. Well, congrats on a great season. Good luck in Nationals this weekend. And sometime we're going to get that tennis team in here. We're going to make her talk a little bit more, whether she likes it or not. So, girls, thank you very much.
Thank you.